Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Dive Into Diet. I'm with the star of the show, Lucas Schmidt. I said your last name right. Like, sometimes it's Schmidt, but it's Schmidt.
Schmidt.
Schmitty.
Schmitty.
Schmitty. Yeah. Like, have you ever seen New
Or
Girl?
Think like you might say a bad word, and you'll get my name probably right.
You've been Chef Schmidt. Ooh. You've been Chef Schmidt, Chef Lucas here
the
last couple
say
episodes,
that, isn't it? Chef Schmidt.
Yeah.
Be careful.
But now
Be
we're careful. Going into, like, I think more of your sweet spot because you do a lot of this with your clients.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about kind of goal setting around your health.
Yeah, goal setting for behavior, nutrition, health changes, things you need to change in your life. Yeah.
How, based on what you've seen with people, how important is this part of it?
For the majority of people, for everybody, I guess it's incredibly important. Some people operate pretty well just uprooting everything and just, like, some people can go all or nothing. Most people aren't that way, though. Especially if you have a career, you have kids, which is just a career in its own. It's, like, all-consuming. So most people need very small steps that are easy to take that add up to an overall big result.
Mm.
That's what I try to aim most clients towards. Now, if I get a specific client who's like, listen, in 6 months, I'm going to be doing this incredibly difficult athletic feat, and I have to achieve this very quickly and very aggressively, then I think they might come in understanding that, well, then we need to be able to make a lot of sacrifices and change our lifestyle immediately.
Mm.
But that's not common. It's very uncommon. In fact, nobody has come in and said, I'm going to be doing a decathlon, you know, help me, you know. So most people come in and say things like, hey, I work full time. I have 3 kids. Help. I need, you know. So a big thing is tailoring expectations. Actually, that's a lot of what the appointment is about, is saying, okay, I do a lot of info gathering. What do you like to eat? What do you absolutely hate? You know, I'm not one of these people that thinks everybody has to eat, I don't know, cucumbers. I don't know, something that you might think is healthy.
Lettuce.
If you hate it, I'm not going to ask you to eat it,
right?
Because that's ridiculous. That's not reasonable. So the sort of process would be, let's establish what's the overarching goal, like the end result, long time away. And sometimes I have to explain to people that it's not going to be 3 months. It's going to be 6.
Right.
9. Okay, so let's first thing, we got to shoo that goal way down the road if we want to be realistic. What's the overarching goal? Most of the time, I'd like to lose a little bit of weight. I'd like to lose some weight. Okay.
Is that typically what you're
saying?
That's
a typical goal.
More so than, like, I want to be able to squat.
No, that's not common.
Okay.
Yeah, and athletic performance isn't super common. It's a cool goal. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun to figure that out. But most of the time, it's I would like to lose some weight. Or the second most common is, I would just like to clean up my eating. I feel like I don't eat well. I think I eat a lot of junk food. I'm not sure if this is good for me.
Mm.
So that's a little easier.
Yeah.
But the weight loss, a lot of times it's, hey, my hormones are screwed up. I'm seeing, you know, Dr. Rogers on the side for that.
Right.
Because I'm not a medical doctor for that business. But that affects your metabolism. It affects how you deal with food. So we figure out the overarching, very simple goal, weight loss. Very simple goal.
Yep.
You know. Then we break it down into a series of small goals. And this is where it's a little odd, I think, for some people when I say it has to be easy. Because most people associate weight loss with hard work, which it is hard work. Don't get me wrong. It's not going to work if you think of it that way in the moment. If you have 3 kids and you're working full time, I don't know where we have room for hard all day, because that's all hard.
Right.
We need less of that.
Right.
We need changes that are like, seem like nothing. Like, oh yeah, I can totally do that on my way out the door. That's not, what is that? That's nothing to me. So that's what I work to figure out.
So is that something that you're trying to get out? Like, so for me, you try to figure out, okay, what's easy for Ben?
Yes.
Okay. So
yeah, so let's set it up. Let's create our own right now. Let's create a pretend goal. Okay. Say you want to lose 10 pounds. I don't know. It doesn't even have to be specific. You just want to lose some weight. You'd like to look differently than you look. Okay.
Right.
Not that you need to, but we're just, you know. So then I'm going to say, well, okay, walk me through your day of eating. We walk through your day of eating. Say with your coffee, you're adding a sugary creamer. Mm. Okay.
Mm.
Say that's a thing you're doing. And say at night, every night you sit down and you eat a quarter box of Cheez-Its. And say at lunchtime, you go to McDonald's. Okay. Those are three things maybe that are inhibiting that goal. Okay. So what I might do is say, okay, let's pick one of those things. Just one. Not all three. One, even though all three of those aren't great. Cheez-Its are delicious, but they're not great for you.
No.
So let's pick one. What's the easiest of the, if you were doing those three things, which one of those is the easiest for you to sort of not even get rid of, but manipulate a little bit?
I would say I can manipulate the McDonald's thing.
Okay.
I can get rid of that.
Or change it somehow.
Or change it. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, okay, you've picked the McDonald's. See, I personally would have picked the coffee.
Okay.
Because we can still have coffee. Which changing it. It's our, we don't change our schedule. It doesn't change the travel location because if we're driving by McDonald's to work, maybe that's why.
That's a good point.
So this is, yeah, this is the stuff we do is I negotiate with the person. Like, are you sure that's the easiest?
Yeah.
I don't know if it is. All right, let's talk about why it's the easiest. And then they're like, well, maybe it isn't. Like, see, McDonald's is a place you have to go. So you got travel in there. Maybe it's convenient. Maybe that's why you're going by McDonald's. That's going to be harder to disrupt, right? We're already busy. We need to keep our convenience for now.
Right.
So let's tackle coffee. It's easy. You probably do it on your countertop in the morning. Swap out the creamer for something else that still tastes good. We did a whole podcast just recently about coffee.
And that would say, yeah.
So what we do, we just swap out the nasty, sugary, but delicious, but the unhealthy, sugary coffee creamer for some heavy cream and a little stevia. And you still get your coffee. It still tastes great. Probably tastes better. And that fulfills the need that you are satisfying with the coffee. We move on.
You know, it's funny. As you're saying that immediately, and I'm sure you do with this all the time, thinking, well, that's like a super small thing. Like, I'm thinking, okay, we're not going to get anywhere with that change.
So if you take things, think about it this way. How often do you have a cup of coffee? Every single day, multiple times a day. Multiply that by every day in the year, by how many calories, by how many what? I don't really count calories. Generally, I just try to eat cleanly. But think about it that way.
Yeah.
If you get that little stuff right, you've actually, in the long run, taken up a huge amount of your little pie chart that you've got, whatever, your right. percentage of time or right. calories spent. So get those things right because they're the easiest to change, right? And you may not even notice it at first. So it's very easy to tackle. So that's how you should be structuring, in my opinion, your goals if you're a busy person is you got to pick something. Have you ever had a long list of like spring cleaning chores?
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want to start. You can't start. You're paralyzed by the long list. You're like, oh, gosh, I didn't realize there was so much to do. What? And you end up like piddling.
Yep.
You like fumble through old CDs that you haven't looked at in 10 years and you're wasting time and the daylight's ticking. It's your cleaning day and you have no motivation. But typically, if you'll just pick one task and do it, you'll find yourself spinning into the next one. And before you know it, after a lot of work, it's done. But you just got to pick something and start.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're sitting there paralyzed by all the options. And you're like, but, oh gosh, I got to change the McDonald's. I got to change my coffee. I got to get rid of my favorite snack at night. I'm supposed to start exercising. What do you mean I got to exercise? It's too much.
Right.
Pick one thing and do it really well for 2 weeks.
Well, and it's like it's picking out what are you willing to do?
Yeah, like, you got to be honest with you. I mean, if you've come to an appointment with me,
right, that's a
you're
big
obviously
step.
Wanting right. to change something. So we have to talk about realistic ways. I'll have people. We'll make a list of goals like that. Change your coffee creamer.
Right.
Teeny little nothing. Once you swap it out at the grocery store, it's in your fridge. You only have to. You do the same thing you did. You just have a different bottle in your
right.
hand.
Right.
And I can see it sometimes. They're like, that's it. Right. That's really all there is. I'm like, well, can you do more right now for the next 2 weeks with your three kids and your full-time job? Are you really going to do more? And if you do more, are you going to last more than 2 weeks doing it? No. The answer is no. Most people say, well, no. Well,
that's the thing.
No.
Like, I know people who like overhaul their life from a healthy perspective,
mm-hmm.
but like in a huge way.
Yeah.
And it's
keto is a big one. People will jump on that keto bandwagon. I'm not against keto. I like it, actually. You have to overhaul your life to jump into a ketogenic diet.
Yeah.
You're cutting out all your carbs,
yeah.
pretty much, except down to 20 or 50 yeah. if you're athletic. That's a huge change, considering yeah. most people eat about 350 to 400 carbs a day.
Are you seeing, so like, say you make these small changes, when 6 months, a small change would have been, if you made that same change 6 months ago, would have been huge.
Yeah, it's right? like a long-term investment.
Right.
It's like putting in a 401k. You drop $20 this month, $25 next month, and then, you know, 5 years from now, it's a substantial chunk of change, and it continues to grow. It's not exactly the same, but it is like that. Think of it that way. You got to total up your little minutes to see how much they add up to.
This might be fun. We mentioned the coffee creamer thing. Mm-hmm. What other, like, are you seeing? Like, you're seeing with, like, real people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over just small changes that people can make today individually. Like,
very easy little thing. Yeah, coffee is one of the big ones because it's not just about the caffeine. Some people think it's about that. It's also the ritual of coffee. Coffee is warm, it's comforting, it tastes great, it's smooth. It gives you a lot of satisfaction consuming it, not just from taste and not just from the stimulation that the caffeine gives you. So that's a huge one, and that's integral to most people in the professional world.
Right.
Another common one is soda, drinking soft drinks. They're delicious. They also give you a great sensation in your mouth, that prickly, pleasant, sort of refreshing feeling from the carbonation.
Sometimes it settles your stomach a little bit.
Sometimes it can settle your stomach, yeah. Can give you gas, too, if you haven't had it in a long time. But soda is an easy one, I think easier than people think.
I agree.
To switch out.
Yeah.
So you could swap out. Say you like Dr. Pepper. There's a brand called Virgil's. They sell organic soda, which is full cane sugar soda.
Yeah.
Without high fructose corn syrup. Not great. Better than high fructose, I guess. It's still a terrible amount of sugar. But they also sell a zero version, which uses stevia and erythritol. You don't want to consume too much. You'll get diarrhea if you consume a lot of sugar alcohol. But it's a gentler sugar alcohol. You could swap those out. It's a little more costly, but you could swap those out and still get everything that you got from the soda from that.
Mm.
And you're not getting the calories, and you're not getting the terrible spike in your blood sugar.
Right.
You could also adapt to that. And then if you wanted to completely get away from that reliance on soft drinks, then what we would do after a few weeks of the Virgil stevia is we would switch to like bubbly, which is like carbonated water with a great flavor. And if it wasn't sweet enough for you, you could put a little stevia in there. But we're slowly progressing away from this very intense sweetness that we're getting and that nice carbonation we're getting, you know, until eventually you're drinking, I don't know, Perrier, which is just carbonated water with some juice lemon in it. I don't know. And eventually water.
Right.
That doesn't mean you have to continue all the way to water. Just the switch from Dr. Pepper, which is so delicious, to a Virgil Zero is great alone. That's great. But you should be able, these are changes that should be easy. Mm. You make one little different purchase at the grocery store, and then the work's done.
Yep.
You're just drinking it when you normally would drink it at home.
Yep.
Those are the things you want to look for first. Mm. That doesn't mean that's all you have to do. That's where you start.
Okay.
The next thing I emphasize is time. Like, you need to assign a date to your goal.
Okay.
In advance. I like to plan it out. So we have our umbrella. Weight loss.
Okay.
We have goal one, swap your coffee creamer. Starting tomorrow, set the date. Tomorrow, that's the date.
Okay.
Then we give ourselves, we know ourselves better. How many weeks do I need to maintain this little step?
Okay.
Nothing else changes. Nothing. We change nothing else. Because we need to trick ourselves and our brain to think we're not doing any work here.
Agreed.
There's nothing to see here.
Agreed.
All we did was try something new, just a little. And then you like it. You like it. Yeah. It's like you got to negotiate with yourself. And then, I mean, let's say 2 weeks. Usually 2 weeks is about the time, the space I put between. Because it's such a small change. Normally for behavior change, you need a lot longer than that to maintain. This is a small change. 2 weeks, 3 weeks. 3 weeks later, we've set our next goal. What is that? Swap our soda. Let's downgrade our soda to a less sugary version. So we still maintain the previous goal, but it should be sort of habit by now. We're not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
So all of our energy we were spending on that first goal, we're used to it. No energy required. Now we move to the second one. We maintain that for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever. And let's say your next goal is tackling McDonald's. So that's a bigger one, right? Instead of eliminating McDonald's, say you go there every single day at lunch. Now you go there 4 days a week. Instead of five.
Okay.
You're just taking 1 day away, pack your lunch that day, or go to the grocery store and get the salad bar. You know, Ingles has a salad bar. What have you. Something a little bit better than McDonald's, which that's a huge list. McDonald's is here.
There are options.
And there's like so many options above it. Even if it's Subway, not great because it's deli meat, which is full of preservatives. Still probably a little bit better than McDonald's. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
So we do that. Adapt for 2 weeks. Well, what's another day? Downgrade it one more day. 3 days a week now. We've relegated McDonald's to 3 days a week of the work week. Two of those days, we pack some fruit, some good cheese, some fresh fruit, some Greek yogurt with some of our fruit, or we cook some chicken. We had dinner last night. We bring it with us. Things like that. Not a huge change. Stuff you may already do. You want to try to find ways. I love using leftovers for other stuff because it's the work's already been done. Right. That food's just sitting there. I can eat that. It's less work. And if you have kids, chances are you're probably cooking sometime.
Right.
I mean, usually. Yeah. So those are the way I would structure the goals.
Mm.
And you need to plan out. I probably plan out in a session because I've somewhat limited time, about 3 to 4 to 5 months. 3 to 5 months worth of little tasks.
Of 2 weeks.
Time-specific goals over two-week periods. And the thing is, as you move down, you don't revert back. Those things are now, in theory, becoming habit.
Yep.
And we continue to do that. So another one that people struggle with is drinking enough water. Okay, so you drink 2 bottles a day of water, 16 ounces each. Like a standard bottle of water, 16 ounces. You got to get through 2 of those in your day. I don't care if you mix something in it for now. I just need you hydrated. Okay, and some people are like, well, am I allowed to have my little Lipton mix or my little bit? Even if it's junky, I'm like, is that specific to the goal? No, then I don't care right now.
Mm.
I don't care right now. You have to isolate these things. Don't freak out. Stop looking. You're missing, they say, missing the forest for the trees.
Yep.
Because you can't see the overarching, you're bogged down in all the, pick your one thing, do it really well. It'll become a habit. 10,000 habits later, you're like a new person.
Super interesting.
Yeah, you got to get the stuff that you do every day right. Not that I'm a therapist, but that actually translates into relationships too. Get all the little stuff right.
Can you say that again? So the stuff that you do every day right, meaning the coffee thing is big.
Yeah, things that you drink or eat every day, like every day that are like part of your routine. You know, for most people, even unhealthy people, I would say McDonald's probably isn't their 7-day,
no,
all 3 meals a day a week.
No.
That's probably pretty rare.
Yeah, I'm trying.
But I mean, like things like, yeah, I have a Dr. Pepper with my lunch every day.
I would say coffee. I would say soda is a big one. Sweet tea.
Yep. Sweet tea. Swap it out for, get unsweet tea. Keep a bottle of liquid stevia in your bag or liquid monk fruit. You will not know the difference if you drop it in the tea.
Yeah.
A few drops of tea. Get your giant sweet tea at McDonald's. You can still get it. Unsweet. Drop a few drops. Stir it up. Sweet. No sugar.
You know what is interesting? I love burgers. And one thing that there's this burger deal at a favorite place I go to weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get a burger. But what I've started to do is, one, I got potatoes instead of the French fries. And then, because it's a pretty big burger, I just won't eat the top part of the bread. So I still eat the bottom part.
Okay. Yeah, you've compromised.
So I'm not like full on, oh, no bread.
Well, and that's, if you can do that regularly, you've cut your bread consumption in half for that meal.
Right.
Completely. And that doesn't sound like much in the one meal. Times that by every week of the year.
Right.
That's a lot of consumption knocked down.
Right.
So, you know, and I will tell you, tailoring expectations, if you drop 30 pounds in a month, or 2 weeks, if you're not on Ozempic or Mounjaro, that's a caveat. Not that I'm promising you will if you're on those, but some people drop weight pretty quick on them. But then I would ask, what's wrong? Are you sick?
Oh.
Do you have dysentery?
Yeah.
Do you have explosive diarrhea every night? Why are we dropping weight that quickly?
Right.
Are you starving yourself? What are we doing? Okay, because typically that's not healthy.
Mm.
That means something's wrong. You shouldn't be melting 30 pounds off of yourself in a week.
Right.
That's insane. That's an insane amount of weight to lose. Unless you have a medical emergency. That's, you know, that you can't help that. Again, something is wrong. So tailor your expectations. Unless you have some kind of crazy competition and you've set this nearly impossible goal of losing 30 pounds in this next three weeks to that goal, expect weight loss to be slow.
Mm.
Expect it to be slow and steady, unless you're, you know, if you take Mounjaro, that's a different thing.
Right.
you should expect those things to come slowly.
What about exercise? We had Dr. Ashley Lucas on the Common Sense MD this week, it was probably a couple weeks ago now at the time that we're posting this, but she talks about non-negotiables, and one of hers is moving every day. Like, how would you kind of help somebody get active? You know, like, if my goal is, hey, I want to exercise more.
Yeah.
Or would that be underneath the umbrella of weight loss?
That would be. Some of them are goals. Most of them are nutritional. But sometimes, because I'm a trainer as well, I'll throw in a little activity goal in there. So I've had a couple people who have office jobs, and their goal was starting 2 days a week, you need to do a set of 10 push-ups on your desk.
Oh,
like not full push-ups on the floor, because it takes 30 seconds
right
to get up, put your hands on the countertop, and do easy 10 little push-ups on the countertop and sit down. That's it. We couldn't call that a substantial workout.
Right.
But that's something.
It's better than zero.
Do it. If you do that, you'll probably find yourself wanting to do a little bit more. And then we set another goal 3 days a week, 4 days a week, 5 days a week. Now we've maintained a habit. Now let's increase the rep number. Mm. Only 1 day a week. And it's slow. You got to build it up very slowly. And that's to me a reasonable expectation.
I love that, because you're in the gym a lot. You don't just, because a lot of times if you're not used to working out and you go to the gym, it can be a little intimidating. Like, you don't know what to do.
People are looking at you. Right. Most people are totally just they're just in their thing, doing their thing at the gym, especially serious gym goers, these guys that lift thousands of pounds.
Yeah, like you.
I may not look it. But no, most people are in their own little world, you know. And if somebody's at the gym like judging you, they've got problems.
Yeah,
I ain't got no time for that. I don't like being in the gym for very long. My workouts are like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No rest. I don't rest because I just want to be. I want to leave. So I don't rest between sets. Not because I'm like some.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, just get me out of here.
Yeah.
I want to go home and sit on my couch.
Only 10 more minutes.
Only 10 more minutes. So, but that's true. Yeah, that's. And also going to the gym and doing an hour workout, and that's your first thing. Yeah. I'm not judging you. That's great. Awesome. That's hard.
Yeah.
You're going to be exhausted, and you're probably not. If you say, I've never worked out regularly before, and I'm going to go 7 days a week or 6 days a week, 4 days a week, 3 days a week for an hour each time at the gym.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, hey, maybe you'll do it. Maybe you'll do it. But I think it'll last 2 weeks.
And the same thing, like, you know, one thing with me, I've tried to get more into, like, reading. And it's not easy for me to sit down and read. But that's
hard.
That's like saying, you know, going from not reading at all to, like, reading, you know, this huge book in 2 days.
Yeah, I'm going to read the whole Bible in the next two weeks. Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. You'll get through the Genesis, maybe. Maybe. Okay. It's similar. Anytime you're trying to change behavior, you got to set reasonable expectations.
Well, I think this exercise is super important. I hope you guys get a lot out of this. Like, start small. Mm-hmm. One thing, the big thing I'm getting from this conversation is don't feel bad about doing small things.
No.
I think for me, it's like, you know, I can fool myself into thinking, well, what's the point? Like, what's the point of, you know, changing creamers? You know, like, what is that going to do?
That's nothing. That's a drop in this and that.
Right.
It's like, okay.
Right. It's almost like fall in love with the small changes.
Yeah.
You know?
Get them right. You get all that right, the other stuff will fall into place eventually. But you got to start somewhere. And somewhere is not everything all at once. That's ridiculous. It's just not going to happen. The only exception to that is if you're like with a big group of friends and it's like a competition, you know, these challenges people do on YouTube, these 30-day challenges.
Yeah.
Those are fun, but they last 30 days.
Right.
And you know it's going to be over in 30 days.
Right.
So of course you can do it. But you're not going to maintain it for your life.
Right.
It's a 30-day challenge. Because at the end of the, like, a lot of people will put themselves through the most terrible things for 30 days to get some likes on YouTube.
Yeah.
I've watched some of these 30-day challenges, fascinated at what these people will go through. And then they quit after 30 days.
Right.
And they don't ever come back to it.
It's really interesting. You know, one thing I've tried to do is cut back on my alcohol consumption, and one of my rituals, like coffee, is I like having a beer at night.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I've done is, you know, non-alcoholic beers are becoming like a really big thing. So I just replaced the alcoholic beer with a non-alcoholic beer because it's not for the alcohol, it's for the ritual of it.
Yeah.
and it tastes similar. It's not exactly the same. You know, I recognize that. But it is like, you know, I'm drinking less mm-hmm. alcohol.
Yeah. It's great. Great little swap.
Whereas, like, you know, the people who go, like, you know, there's a dry January or, you know, there's lots of different dry months. And then you go back to drinking a whole lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about dry. I know what those are, though. I know what you're talking about. And me, I'm going, or the no meat.
Right,
whatever.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
What are you? You're not. Any substantial change you're creating, you're going to completely undo the day you're done with this month. You're going to completely. Now, if it's for religious purposes, that's a separate thing.
Right.
But this is, to me, I'm going to go, why are you doing this?
Well, I think there's
just cut back in general.
This is interesting. I
go on a bender the day after the dry January and undo every bit of regeneration your liver had in January.
Well, it's interesting. I think the way you're talking about with these small changes is you're making long-term behavioral change.
Correct.
Whereas the challenge is more of an exercise of willpower, I would think.
Yeah, and nobody has unlimited willpower.
Right.
Nobody.
And I think
you will not succeed.
The way we're doing it is you're making the changes that require no willpower.
Very little, if any. Some of them do. You know, sometimes the most common goal I issue to most people is increase their protein intake. Oddly enough, for weight loss especially, I want you to eat more protein than you're eating. Most of the time. Now, if you're already eating, you know, 150 grams, that's crazy. Most people are eating like 30 grams a day. And especially if you're over 40, you need to be eating more than that. I would prefer 60 to 80, especially if you're active. Man, you need that protein. So, and people find when they do that, I'm telling them to eat more, not less, to lose their weight. I'm like, you need to be eating more of this. But we start small. I say, we figure out where they are now. We walk through a day of eating. Again, we isolate what they've got, which is like, let's say I end up eating a total of 35 grams. I'd say, okay, well, your first goal is to get to 45 grams. Mm. That's a matter of a little more chicken, like two more bites of chicken. That gets you up to your goal. Super easy. And then we grow that protein goal. But protein's filling. So they find that they don't have room for the junk food
because
they're eating the chicken to get that goal. So that's another approach. But yeah, so if I had to summarize, because a lot of info is overarching goal, very simple, weight loss, more energy, whatever. Isolate the variables in your day that you do the most regularly. And then of those, let's say there's five of them, pick the one that's the easiest and the next, rank them. Easiest to change to hardest to change. Work through these easiest ones in increments. You have to dissect them, tear them apart. And if you can't just fix the whole problem, split it into four. And then it's like a little, you know, it's like a web. It grows out. Mm. You break it down until you can change it.
Interesting.
And then, you know, don't look at all the other stuff. Just look at the one thing. Get it done and then look at the next thing. So
that's a great way to end the show. Yeah. Is that a show?
That's a show.
Guys,
hopefully.
He says it's a show. I hope you guys think it's a show.
My goal was to have a show.
Guys, thank y'all so much. Watch this again. Send it to a friend who is trying to make a behavioral change, trying to make 2023, when we're recording this, the year they get healthy. Lucas, thanks, man.
Thank you. Don't go away.
Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please share the podcast with your friends. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. We will see you guys next time.